Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. I'm Dirk. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's really a pleasure. We have been growing this for over 6 months with a weekly episode, and we appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned. We have Amy Stearns from the Detroit Lakes Community Center with us, Cultural and Community Center, sorry. And it was a real interesting interview, and you will hear all about her mission and her enthusiasm for the arts here in Detroit Lakes in a little bit. Before that, some news. We have a new owner of the Shoreline Restaurant in Battle Lake. It's Mike Nauman, who was raised in Battle Lake and took on his first job as a kid at Shoreline Restaurant as a dishwasher. He moved to Colorado with his family age 14, and then now he returned. He was he had a career in Denver before he moved back to Battle Lake in 2009, and he worked at the head chef of Thumper Pond in Otter Tail before he purchased Shoreline Restaurant just recently. So congratulations, and I'm always amazed on how many people come back to Lakes Country. Of course, we all know why, but that's another example of people leaving and coming back, and now he's bringing back his talent, and let's try that out sometime, I guess. I'm curious to do myself, and we could hear some critiques of Shoreline Restaurant in Battle Lake. Another news, the DLCCC may add an addition for the Becker County Museum. The Becker County Historical Society is planning for a possible addition to the DLCCC for the Becker County Museum. The $6 million addition would include a basement, two stories, and it would be located on the Holmes Theater side of the community center. There's a full article on dlonline.com, and we have a link on our website. And that's interesting. We have Amy Stearns here today, and there's some more maybe growth in that court, in that part of town. So always good, the arts and history. Some events this week. Please full schedule on lakelifeweekend.com. October 12th. 4 p.m. through 8 p.m. we have the Lakes Area Women's Expo at the Washington Avenue located Detroit Lakes Pavilion. And then also October 12th through October 14th we have the Paracon Convention at Shooting Star. It's the 7th annual paranormal convention from the 12th through the 14th of October. And I saw some billboards, and I was actually kind of curious, and maybe somebody makes it up there and gives me a little feedback. I don't know if I can make it this upcoming weekend, but it's looked a little scary. But it's perfect timing for Halloween. Halloween coming up, and we have some Halloween events also this month, of course. And one is, it's in 2 weeks, I saw that, some parties going on. But here this weekend, open mic night in New York Mills on the 12th as well, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. I heard some about that event. It's growing. It's a nice hidden gem here in Lakes Country as well. So try New York Mills Cultural Center, October 12th in the evening. And then October 15th, we have the Fall Fest in Frazee at the Event Center, 2 p.m. through 5 p.m. Also worth checking out. And all other events on our website, lakelifeweekend.com, and I am not holding this back any longer for our interview with Amy Stearns. Enjoy and have a wonderful weekend. Hello and welcome to our interview section. I'm sitting here with Amy Stearns from Holmes Theater and the Detroit Lakes Community and Cultural Center. And before we speak about the arts and what's happening every day at the DLCCC, welcome, Amy.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Dirk.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about yourself. Who's Amy?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I actually grew up right around here. I actually grew up on Otter Tail Lake, and I am a true lake lover. I mean, I feel like every day I have to see water, and then it's going to be a good day. And so, yep, I grew up on Otter Tail Lake, actually on a resort, and graduated from high school in Battle Lake. And then went off to college and did some exploring of the world, traveled all over the place, actually. I worked for a music group called Up With People, if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a very cool international group, and we toured all over the place, mostly because, unfortunately, I only speak English. I was based in the Scandinavian countries, because I'm very Scandinavian-looking.
True.
And, yeah. And Canada and Australia. And then the U.S. And for some odd reason, they put me a lot down in, like, Alabama, Florida, that area. So they always thought I had this big Canadian accent. So I did that for quite a while and then decided I wanted to get off the road and move to Minneapolis because I really wanted a closet because I'd been traveling so much. And met my husband there, and we lived in Minneapolis for quite a while. And then we ended up moving to Detroit Lakes. And we've been there ever since, raising our kids in Detroit Lakes, and it's just a really wonderful community for us.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of detail that I didn't know. We met probably 3 years ago. We're both Rotarians in Detroit Lakes, so I know of you, and I know of the Holmes Theater through you. But I didn't know that you're a true lake life person. You lived and grew up on a resort. How awesome is that?
I loved it. It was fabulous. Yes, my parents owned a resort. And in the wintertime, they were teachers. But in the summer, we owned a resort. And it was great. Every week from the second week of June to the second week in August, I had different little friends that would come. And we would just have so much fun. Water skiing, of course, every day. You know, the perfect day for me was you wake up, you water ski when the lake is really calm, then you go sailing when the lake gets a little rougher, and then you water ski again at night. That, to me, was a perfect day growing up. And actually, it still is pretty much a perfect day to me.
Awesome, man.
So I love it. Yeah. I just love being
jealous.
On the water. Oh, it was great. Great childhood and great place to live. And Battle Lake is a wonderful town. You know, it's really become even more of an arts community than it was when I was growing up there. And
I think they have like 13 restaurants now or something.
Oh, yeah. They have restaurants galore. I'm really proud of my little hometown of Battle Lake. They are doing really, really great things. Mm-hmm. And so when my husband actually had a job opportunity in Detroit Lakes, it was kind of like, hey, I know that area. And back in the day when I was growing up, my dad had said that my friends and I could go anywhere we wanted for 4th of July except Detroit Lakes. And that's because it was back in the late 80s, early 90s when it was written up as, you know, in Playboy magazine as the crazy beach capital of the world. And so my dad, you know, dad of a 16, 17, 8-year-old daughter, whatever I was, he was like, you can go anywhere but Detroit Lakes. So I think he would think it would be really funny that I'm now living in Detroit Lakes. But it's changed a lot since then. And that also is a great community. So I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's really funny.
Did you know that history of Detroit Lakes?
You know, I remember now, and actually I want that article. Hugh Hefner just passed away.
He did.
But and so it's Playboy on multiple channels right now.
Yeah,
but I want to find that. I think I heard that story once before. I want to find that article.
I think that'd be a good podcast for you.
Actually, yeah.
Somebody who lived in Detroit Lakes when it was written up that way.
Oh, so I should get one of the, anyways.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I loved growing up on Otter Tail Lake. It's beautiful. It's still my favorite lake in the whole world. And it was great to have that opportunity after I graduated college to travel throughout the United States and many, many different countries. And then when I was in Minneapolis, I kind of fell into doing some public relations and marketing for different Fortune 500 companies. And that was just a fabulous experience to explore that corporate world and see what that's like and be part of that for a while. But it can get really exhausting.
Mm.
And so when my husband had this really unique opportunity to come to Detroit Lakes, we had just had our son. And I thought, boy, wouldn't that be great to be able to give him a lifestyle like I had growing up. If we could figure out a way to live on a lake or near a lake, near water, mm-hmm. and raise our kids in this really great sized town. You know, Detroit Lakes is about 8,000-10,000 people, depending on how you count it. And yeah, that's neat. So we tried it out for a year, and our friends in Minneapolis had kind of joked, oh, you'll be back. Don't even sell your house. You guys are city people. You'll be back. And we fell in love with Detroit Lakes, and here we are.
And you've lived here ever since.
Yeah, here we are.
When did you get connected with the Holmes Theater and the DLCCC?
So I started there in April of 2002, and kind of fell into that also. We had moved here in February of 2002, and I was trying my hand at being a stay-at-home mom. And having worked in corporate America and then to stop that and suddenly become a stay-at-home mom in a small town was
huge culture shock.
Yeah, probably the worst culture shock I've ever experienced in my life. And so then there was a job opening at the Holmes as their part-time box office manager and marketing person.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that could be fun. Let's try that. And I was lucky enough to get hired. And then about a year and a half later, they named me executive director, and I've been doing that since 2004, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I think you are really a lucky person if you can say every morning when you wake up, I want to go to work today. I'm excited to go to work. And that's how I feel about 98% of the time. And so that's really a good thing.
That's a good quota, 98%.
Don't you think?
Yes,
yeah.
I think that's pretty high.
You know, I have to admit, every now and then, you just want to stay home and read a book. But
yeah. I hope Sundays you get to.
Yes,
but actually,
course.
The theater is open Sundays, right?
Sometimes, yeah. We actually have a church that meets in the theater on Sundays.
Okay.
So yeah, there's different things going on.
Tell us a little bit of the structure. So the Holmes Theater is only one half of the DLCCC, right?
Right.
Because we also have... Tell us a little bit about the structure and then about before we dive into the program
right.
and some statistics.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are located at 806 Summit Avenue in Detroit Lakes. So just a couple blocks off of Highway 10 or a couple blocks from downtown Washington Avenue in Detroit Lakes. And it's the old Holmes School. And that was built back in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And many years it was used as a school. And then for about 20 years, it was basically vacant. I mean,
okay.
they would have some pickup volleyball games or basketball games in the gym and a few little things like that going on, meetings. But it was pretty much abandoned for 20 years. And then there was a group of folks in Detroit Lakes who really wanted to build a fitness and aquatic center, a community center type thing. And they were looking at different spots down by the park, out in the industrial area, all over town. But there was also a group of people who were passionate about saving that old school. And so they actually came together, which is great, and decided, hey, let's build the fitness and aquatic center on the site of the Holmes School and save the school, save the beautiful auditorium that's part of the school, and then add on a fitness and aquatic center. And so in December of 2001, the Fitness and Aquatic Center opened, and in May of 2002, the Holmes Theater opened. And so the Holmes Theater consists of basically three levels. The lower level is a senior nutrition center. The second level is the main level, which is the big 800-seat auditorium, and the old gym, the old high school gym, which is now a ballroom. Get it? Ballroom. and really bad humor. And then the third floor is lease space. And on the third floor, we have a piano studio, a sculptor has a studio up there, a dance studio, different things like
that.
Artsy on the third floor. And then, of course, connected by a stairway is the great fitness and aquatic center with a full pool, running tracks, yoga studios, fitness studios.
The jungle gym.
Yes, the big backyard, which mm-hmm. is so great. So it's the second largest indoor playground in the state of Minnesota. In the backyard.
Really?
Yes, at the community center. So it is, it's a really wonderful place. In fact, I can't imagine Detroit Lakes without the DLCCC because, I mean, it's just a great place to work out, to play, to meet people, and then, of course, the theater, which I love, has some
it's,
pretty cool things going on.
I don't want to limit it to that, but it's definitely a great bad weather day.
Absolutely
but, yeah,
it is. No, absolutely. Well, think about Detroit Lakes in the wintertime without that.
Mm.
You know, it's just, it is. It's a wonderful place to go on a rainy day, on a snowy, cold day. But it also is good on the nice days, too.
Absolutely. I didn't want to limit
no,
it.
No, of course.
But I think a lot of people really don't know enough of it, and they don't really have it top of mind when it comes to my Lake Life weekend. Like
sure.
local residents year round, they probably know of it. I don't know how many take advantage of it, but you can buy a day pass. You don't need to be a monthly member, right?
Right.
I mean, you can go to the theater, of course,
right.
ticket booth, but you can also go swimming, and there's a big slide also and all those
right.
things.
So there's, yes, you can buy a day pass and bring kids, and it's all really affordable, and you can with the day pass, you can use the whole center.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you can use the pool. There's a big water slide in there. The pool is really nice because it's the zero entry. So it's like a beach. You know, it just
yeah.
gradually gets deeper, which is great, great, great for little kids. And then the gymnasiums, there's two actually full basketball courts. There's two racquetball courts, a beautiful weight room that was just redone 2-3 years ago. All wonderful treadmills and elliptical machines and all sorts of great equipment to work out on. And then there's the big backyard that we talked about.
Yeah.
And the backyard came about, actually that was built in, I think it was 2008. And the reason that came on is the center had been going along, and we realized we didn't have enough space for that in-between age of child. Like those 8-year-olds to 12-year-olds, they would get kicked out of the gym by the bigger kids.
Sure.
And so we built a smaller gym for the littler kids, and then this big backyard, which is a 6-story climbing unit, basically, where there's slides and crazy things to climb up and through. And as an adult, you can go through it, too.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Dads and moms are welcome to go through. Yeah, grandpas, anything. Anyone can go through. It is. It's a fun space.
Yeah, I don't like working out. Maybe I should go to there and climb a little bit.
It is a heck of a workout to go through there. It really is, because you got to climb up the slide to get in. And, oh, it is fun.
Yeah.
But it makes working out sneaky. Like, you don't feel like you're working out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, I'm kind of surprised. It's all really new. It's like it's 15 years old,
right?
Center,
right?
And it feels like it has been there forever, maybe because the building has been there forever. To me, I'm new to town in a way,
yes,
and to the community, so it wasn't really it's a surprise to me. It's only 15 years old, so it's brand new,
right? The theater, of course, was, you know, 1930s, but the other part is just 15-16 years old. And you know, we have amazing staff, and they work continually to try new things and bring, you know, the latest fitness craze then, or a new piece of equipment, just to keep it fresh for people. Because, like you, a lot of people don't like to work out, and so you got to try something new. Like, oh, what's that? I could try that new machine or whatever. And so they do a great job of that.
How many members do they have?
Oh, goodness! Yes, we do know this. It's about 4,000 members, I believe.
It's
good. Yeah. It's a lot of members, so that's good. But it's always, you can always get on a machine, which is also good.
It's not polluted.
No.
Or overpopulated?
No, it's not. You know, we have there's a unique program through many different health insurance companies called Silver and Fit, or Silver Sneakers. And so in the morning, the aquatics classes are full of, you know, younger senior citizens and active older senior citizens, too, who want to stay fit. And those are really, really popular times, you know, in the mornings. Really fun.
Yeah, I heard of all those benefits that insurance companies give you when you regularly go work out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Some people, you know, depending on your insurance, you could get it for almost free or half price or something.
Yeah.
So, and we don't, you know, we are a community center. We do not turn anybody away. So we do offer many, many scholarships for people. We also are in charge of all the youth programming in town, in terms of like the baseball programs, the flag football programs, youth basketball leagues, all of that, until they reach the high school, or not the high school, but the junior high level, middle school level.
So you're a community center, and it sounds like, or like it always feels like, of course you're an asset to the, let's say, the year-round resident, like the full-time community members.
Sure, right.
But you're also extremely accessible for the weekenders, let's say the visitors that have a residence, but they come occasionally,
Say. Or grandma and grandpa who might have a grandchild visiting for the weekend, want to do something different with them. We have a lot of people who come in just for a day or two, or might buy a month membership or something like that, depending on how long they're in town.
And
we welcome that. We encourage that, because it's just a nice way for people to meet other people, too. There's a pickleball league, and you can stop in and just join that for a day or two. And there's a lot of different things where people can get involved. And we've heard of many, many people forming really unique friendships because they met at the community center.
Oh.
And I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if they only see them once or twice a year, because that's all they get to Detroit Lakes. And so that's nice.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit now, after the active, and I'm already worked out. No.
Yeah.
The Holmes Theater. You said it's way older. Did you mean because it was an auditorium, or was the Holmes Theater found it in a different location?
Oh, no. I just meant that the building was way older.
Okay.
You know, the building was a school back in the 1930s.
Obviously, Holmes Theater, Holmes School.
Holmes School.
Was there a theater in town prior to this?
No, but there was a community theater group that, you know, like local actors doing local productions, and they were called Playhouse 412. And so they had been in existence for, oh, goodness, I think since like the 1970s. And they would do their productions wherever they could, sometimes maybe at a restaurant, or sometimes in a park, or sometimes in a school space. And so when this group of people that originally decided to save the old home school building got together, Playhouse 412 was very excited because then they could have a home as well. And so they moved into the Holmes School and now the Holmes Theater, and they are actually part of us. We kind of adopted them, and they changed their name to Summit Productions because we're on Summit Avenue. And they put on at least one full production a year, but usually they do more than that. They do Shakespeare in the Park outside.
Yeah, okay, that's who does that.
Yep, so that's through us as well. And sometimes they'll do a fall production too, and they're a great group of people, and that's a really neat way for even short-time residents to get involved on a limited basis with that too. If they're just here for a month or two and there's a production that they can be part of, we welcome that too.
But you don't have only in-house productions. You also curate, I think, the program, and you have a lot of program coming from Minneapolis or from
other. Right.
Tell us a little bit about how many shows per year. I guess we have 54 weeks a year or something like that, right?
52.
Yeah, I was going to say 52. Dang it, I should know because I number the... So it's 52 weeks per year and 356 days. Yeah? There's the
you
56.
Got that.
I said 54 even, terrible. But how many shows... How many programs do we have?
Oh, we have over 50 programs a year.
Oh, wow.
We are what's in the industry is called a presenting house.
Okay.
You can be a presenting house or you can be a producing house. And we do more presenting. We produce the Summit production shows that I mentioned. We also do Tuesdays in the Park, which is every Tuesday night in the summertime.
You mentioned that every podcast in the summer. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Great. Shakespeare in the Park. So those are the things that we produce. And sometimes we'll do a talent show or something like that. But primarily what we do is we present, which means we will curate, as you said, find artists who are touring, decide what might be a good fit for Detroit Lakes, for our region, and bring them in to town. And then they perform on stage.
And I do believe to have seen that you have theater, but also music.
Sure, we do music, we do theater, we do youth shows. So I work a lot with TheaterWorks USA, which is a touring company out of New York City, and they do really marvelous children's productions. In fact, next week we're going to have Junie B. Jones on stage, which is a children's story that's going to come to life. We've done Alice in Wonderland. I also work a lot with the Dallas Children's Theater Company, and they do some great productions as well. And so those are my two really go-tos for children's shows because they do such marvelous and really strong touring productions. And there's a great one out of Montreal, Canada, too, that we had to do Alice in Wonderland, just lovely. But we also work with national recording artists, international recording artists, and bring them to Detroit Lakes. And that's really fun to have somebody who's won a Grammy, who's toured all over the world, and then bring them to our little neck of the woods and have them on stage. But even more than that, I love when we can bring an artist into town and then take them out into the community, doing what we call a community residency or outreach activities. So we recently had Ragamala Dance Company, which is based in Minneapolis, but they also are based in India. And they came and they went to Lake Park Ottoman Schools. They went to some nursing homes. They went to some businesses around the area and performed and shared their culture, shared their dance, their music. And I just love that because our tagline at the Holmes is step inside and see the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because back to what we were first talking about, you know, I grew up here in this region. I love the Lakes area. And I feel like we are so lucky to live here. But there is a great big world out there that people should know about. And there are some kids who will never get a chance to leave this region.
Mm.
And so one of our responsibilities, I feel, is to bring the world here when we can.
Okay.
And to share it with the kids, with adults, with people who are touring and visiting the area. And so I love that when we can kind of bridge that gap and help
That's
people see the world a little bit bigger.
Very beautiful mission to give to the community. It's beautiful. And I've seen the program. I haven't been taking advantage of it enough, but I will.
You're busy. People are so busy. And that's partly why we have so many shows, because there's not a lot of theaters like us right in Detroit Lakes. I mean, we're really lucky to have some great acts in, you know, great venues in Fargo, Moorhead, New York Mills, Ulan, Hitterdahl. There's some places around that also have, Fergus Falls have performing spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But in the winter, that can be a drive, you know? And so it's really, I feel also another part of our responsibility is to try to bring one show a year to the Holmes Theater that would appeal to everyone in Becker County or everyone who's coming into Becker County. Whether they choose to attend, whether they can attend, that's another issue. But that's why we have comedians, we have bluegrass, we have, we've had the Minnesota Orchestra, so classical music, country music, you know, folk, rock, whatever
it is.
Any style.
Any style,
any
genre.
Variety of styles,
genre to attract the whole county.
Right.
And who was like, tell us a story like the most unique or beautiful, like maybe you don't want to judge, but like you have a one beautiful experience in the past. Well, you're there for 15 years already.
Yeah, 15 years, yeah. Well, I mean, the very first act that made me think, okay, we can do this, was because, you know, it was a challenge to open a theater for those folks who started it in in Detroit Lakes. And what would it be? Would it just be local productions? Would it just be small music groups? And 15 years ago, we brought in Arlo Guthrie, a folk singer. And it was daring because he was expensive. And would we be able to sell it? Would people like it? And I will just never forget, we ended up selling out the house, which is 800 seats.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's a lot of people, 800 people. We sold it out. His bus pulled into the parking lot, and I burst into tears because I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's actually here, and people are coming. And I just thought, this is beautiful. We can make this little theater in Detroit Lakes work. And so kind of a nod to that, this year in May, we're bringing Arlo back because it's our 15th anniversary. And I thought, oh, that's more like a little secret to me. You know, like, oh, that was so special that we could actually do it with Arlo Guthrie 15 years ago. And now we're hopefully do it again this year to kind of celebrate that. But in between, oh, we had a group from Egypt that was phenomenal. And who knew that Egyptian music could be so beautiful? And they had done a residency too, and we had just a ton of people there, and just that interaction was just wonderful. Another one of my absolute favorite ones was Black Violin, who someday I would love to bring them back because they are making it big now. But we had a school show, and we had 500 kids on the main floor of the auditorium who rushed the stage to classical violin music, but they were kind of rocking out to it. It was just surreal that these kids were so into this, and it was very, very, very cool.
Yeah, that you are busy, like you are accepted, and you even connect to the schools, so the schools take advantage of it.
Oh, absolutely. We love working with the schools, and yes, they come, like you know, when we've had Alice in Wonderland or Junie Jones or How I Became a Pirate. You know, the kids come to that, and we work very closely. We have an outreach director on our staff who, that's her sole job, is to connect with the community, with the schools, making sure that study guides, because most of these groups have study guides, get to the teachers so the teachers can prep their students for it, and that's just marvelous.
Yeah.
But then, you know, for the tourists, for the people who are coming maybe from Grand Forks or Fargo or Winnipeg or Minneapolis or where they're coming, we also have just a great selection and variety of shows that are just what in the industry is called a one-off, just a one-night performance of, like, country singer John Barry or the New Standards out of Minneapolis, which is a really fun, wonderful group, or anyone like that, Kathy Mattea, whoever. You know, we try to do a variety of those, too, along with the school. But as you can maybe tell from my voice, I get really excited about the school stuff.
No.
I love having the children there and getting them exposed to this. And you just never know who is going to be the next great performer that's going to come out. They might come out of Detroit Lakes, and it might be all because they saw Black Violin on stage at the Holmes. Who knows?
Knows? You really don't know anymore.
No.
That's true. And it's good that way.
Well, and it's really great with these kids because it sparks them. I mean, I've talked to so many of them. Then they go home and they get on YouTube and they look up other violin players and they find other people that they like. And I just love that because somebody told me once, you know, that the arts are a big pie and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So the more arts activities we can have in a community or in a region, the more that will spawn
interest. Well, you're an initiator, and you're like with like you said, a child getting inspired or connected, and it's initiating a research out of passion, and then it's a catalysator later, and then maybe they come again and.
Right.
It's a great. I mean, if we don't have the arts, if we don't expose young children, because I remember being in second grade or third grade, we went as a field trip to theater and museum and all that in my elementary school, and I stressed that where my son was 8 and a half. You know, Harry.
Yeah.
I urged them to do those things, which is not necessarily. I learned. Normal, but I'm glad to hear that in Detroit Lakes the schools are embracing it and making it a part of their curriculum. I'm not sure.
Oh, they're so supportive. It's just wonderful. But it's not just Detroit Lakes. We work with Frazee, Perham,
good.
Lake Park, Audubon, Hawley. On the White Earth Indian Reservation, we work with Ogama, Waban.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these schools come, and we also bring artists to them.
Yeah.
And so it's a back and forth.
Good.
And it's I just think it's really wonderful and neat to see. Another quick story that I just remembered was this, you know, because we've been talking a lot about the kids, but it's also for adults. I will never forget this gentleman. He was 92 years old, he proudly told me. And he saw the ballet for the first time at the Holmes Theater, and he was in tears. He said, I never thought I would see this in my lifetime in my hometown. I've watched it for years on PBS, on TV, but I've never seen a real ballet in person. Isn't that neat?
That's how you can touch the community and it doesn't get better.
So here he was sitting at home all the time. He was an older farmer man, just delightful gentleman, and he loved watching ballet on TV at home. And finally got to see it in person at the home. So
nice.
That was really cool.
That's a good story, yeah. So on the, let's say on the Fridays, Saturdays, Sunday programs for like maybe the visitor side or weekenders, you have vacancies? Are you sold? Do you have a lot of annual like subscriptions? Is there seats available? 800 sounds accessible?
Yes, 800 is a lot of seats. And so we do sell out. But not every time by any means. And so you can often buy seats, at the last minute, which is great. We do most of our shows, 90% of the shows are reserved seats.
Okay.
So you want to click and buy your seat early. You can buy, when I say click, you can buy them online at dlccc.org and then click on the Holmes Theater website and you can see our full listing of activities that we have coming. But you can also give us a call and see what's available for tickets as well.
What are some? Do you have the upcoming program with you?
Yes, I do. Yep, we have a lot coming. The next really big show that we have coming is with Bobby V's nephew Matt V. So Bobby V was an old rocker from the 60s, 70s.
Before my time.
He's a legend around here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And so his nephew, Matt V, and two of Bobby V's sons are in this show called Classic Country. And they'll do the hits. You know, it's a tribute show to some of the great, Merle Haggard or Johnny Cash or whomever from those eras of music. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll do a matinee show and an evening show. October 19th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole host of Christmas shows coming. Country singer John Barry is a local favorite, so he's coming back. He hasn't been here for about 3 years, so that'll be fun. Saturday, December 2nd. The New Standards out of the Twin Cities will be here Friday, December 8th. Every year.
I've heard that before. They're here.
Oh, they're wonderful. They're from the three folks who were in different bands. Semisonic was a big band in the 90s. Trip Shakespeare. They've come together and they take jazz standards even like any kind of standard really, and they do it a little bit jazzier, and so they'll do some Christmas songs and a little jazzier standard and it should be a really beautiful show.
Rock and Roll Christmas?
That is an annual tradition at the Holmes Theater.
I was going to say.
We do it every year, excuse me, and it's a group out of St. Cloud, and they take rock and roll songs, they take Christmas songs and do it in rock and roll style. So, for example, Silent Night might be done in the style of Aerosmith.
Oh.
And it is a blast. And it's done very, very professionally, very much with respect for the Christmas season, but just a blast, just a lot of fun.
Cool.
And then another Christmas show that we have coming that's completely different from all of those is called All Is Calm, and it tells the true story of the Christmas truce from World War One.
Yeah.
And it's done a cappella, a bunch of male voices, and it is a beautiful rendition of that that time period and of that era, and just it's a gorgeous show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's lots happening. We also have a comedian in February. We have one of the former writers from Seinfeld is coming in January. He's doing a show called The Wonder Bread Years, celebrating growing up in the 70s and 80s and those metal lunch boxes and old station wagons and that sort of thing. He jokes about all of that. The Gear Daddies, big band from the 90s, is going to be here in February during President's Day weekend. So there might be some folks listening who come down to their cabins or want to be here over President's Day weekend. And that's a big weekend in DL because the Polar Fest is going on, the Polar Plunge is happening, and then we'll have a big concert along with fireworks on the ice.
So, nice.
Yeah, lots going on.
Yeah, I see. There's like a highlighted, you have a brochure and everything is online.
It is.
And you have quite a number of, so you have at least two highlights a month?
At least, because we have some classical music shows. We have, in Detroit Lakes, there's a really great local community band called the Lakes Area Community Concert Band. They play at our venue three times a year. And so, yeah, there's about three or four events a month.
What's with the classical side? Tell me about the classical.
Oh, we work with some of those just great musicians out of the Fargo-Moorhead area who are part of either the Fargo-Moorhead Symphony Orchestra or who teach in some of the colleges up there. And we have them put together either a quartet or a duo of some sort, and they come down and perform. So the first one is actually October 10th, and it's called Varying Degrees Percussion Trio. And so it's all percussion music. And as I alluded to before, I love world music and traveling. And so they bring, I think they're bringing about 14 different instruments from around the world. And we'll play them and perform them. So that's one of the classical music nights. Another one is called Trombone Troubadour. It's with Nat Dickey. He's a professor in the Fargo-Moorhead area. And it's kind of a trombone recital, but he's really engaging. He tells nice stories about the composer or the piece and gives a little history with it, and I love that. And then we have in January another group called Saxy Strings, which is a quintet of string musicians coming to perform.
Nice. A lot of program. You said dlccc.org, and then there's a Holmes Theater division
right.
Navigation?
Yep, you'll click on dlccc.org and it'll pop up with either the center, which is the Fitness and Aquatic Center. You can click on that and learn more about the backyard and all that. Or there'll be the symbol for the HHT, the Historic Holmes Theater, and click on that and you'll get our full listing of events and what's coming up, and you can buy tickets online. And if you want to get involved in some way, we also do some work with visual arts. We have a Holmes art show that we do the weekend before Thanksgiving every year.
Oh, yeah. I read that once.
Yeah.
And on the third floor then, you have a gallery up there?
We actually do it in our ballroom because we have about 30 different artists who bring in their work to display and to sell. And it's a great time for Christmas shopping, get some unique gifts for people and locally made gifts. And then we do have some gallery space, and we're working, one of our long-term visions is to work on a whole gallery space in the Holmes Theater.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me, I think, 2 years ago.
I know, we are working on it.
No, I know. Good things take a while.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.
And tell me about the funding, though. So are you a non-for-profit, obviously? Are you owned
yes.
by the city? Or how are you organized, and how can people support? Membership is one thing?
Yep, we are a not-for-profit. The building itself is owned by the city, but we are a not-for-profit organization that manages the building, does all the programming. And and we pay utilities and taxes and everything, you know. And we are supported through individual donations, corporate sponsorships, and then grants.
Grants.
Mm-hmm.
So you write grants every year, and your program depends on the grants?
It does. A lot of the programming depends on grants. I mean, in the summertime, we do some children's theater camps, and so we always need to get grants to support that. Some of those are just a week-long camp, and some of those are a three-week-long camp. So that's another great opportunity for visitors in town to get involved in a short amount of time. But yeah, the funding is, you know, theater models are not based on being financially successful, unfortunately. It's a very difficult model. And having come from corporate America, that was a big shock to me to figure out, how does this work here?
It's underappreciated. It's really, it's sad. And then when it's gone all of a sudden, then we realize that, yeah, it was gone because the support. So by attending, ticket sales is probably, you only get 20% or 10% of your covered ticket sales.
About 30% of our budget comes from ticket sales.
So they are so relevant, though. Oh. I mean, by not attending, the budget fails. So you support already by instead of going to the movie, by attending a live show, you already support the efforts made. So it's relevant that people
absolutely
come.
I usually give a curtain talk before every show, and I often will say, you know, I'll thank our sponsors, who's ever sponsoring that particular show, and then I almost always say, and you know, thank the audience, because they have so many choices for their entertainment dollars and what they can be doing on an evening. I often joke that our biggest competition is people's TV and their own couch, because sometimes it's really hard to leave. And so it's really great when people make the effort to come out, buy a ticket, and support it. That is just huge. We also do an annual fundraiser every year, and that's really important to get that support. And it's just been fantastic to see people coming together from Detroit Lakes, but also we get support from Fargo-Moorhead, from other areas, people who come and help us out. But, you know, it is always a little bit hanging by your fingernails, because you do need that support. And so it is... Ticket sales are very, very important.
Yeah. No, I'm really happy that you came out to us here today and learning more about this asset to the region. I learned some good things, and I always feel I have to work out at some point, so I will maybe check that out a little bit more. But I want to take Harry also to some more programs this winter season.
Thank you. You know,
I really would like to.
I'm really excited because in the spring, we finally have gotten the Children's Theater Company out of Minneapolis to tour. Some of my colleagues throughout the state, we've been talking to them for about 5 years, and they're going on tour. And so they're bringing it's a one-woman show called Seed Folks, and it's just beautiful. And it tells a story of kind of a community garden, but it's so much richer and deeper than that. And it's gone on tour to South Africa, Seattle, and Detroit Lakes.
Wow.
How cool is that,
That is pretty cool, yeah. So you're on the tour plan. Yeah. Good. Well, spring, you said?
Spring, yes. Yeah. It's coming in April.
In April. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I think everybody should check out the calendar and find the suitable program for their interests, because you pointed out that for each genre is kind of covered, and I like that too. Well, yeah, thank you again for coming out.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hope to see you again and visit the Holmes Theater, and I hope everybody will.
Thank you. We welcome you all there. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com, and if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and you have a wonderful weekend ahead.